If, for example, the canonical budget provided that the fourth higher education for the 15 campuses, 16 with the purchase of Selman yesterday to better end, we've got, say, 11 projects going. They don't all go the same way. It is possible for project three temporarily use project seven money. When this is done, no interest is paid because it's one fund section of the budget under the jurisdiction of one monarchical district and board, division and board. In the second phase, it's like, say, foreign mission has a problem early in the fiscal year which calls for a special drain on cash. We're talking to fund accountants, I emphasize cash is what causes the problem. Then it may be that temporarily we will borrow with an intra fund borrowing from General Church Extension Fund. General Church Extension Fund General Church Extension Fund, in our pattern, although its authorization goes beyond it, does most of its funding through the districts in the U.S. and Canada, and does little for the South American districts, Central America, or our ministry in Africa, or our own overseas mission. Now, in that case, if this is done, because we do not want to harm or hinder this particular section of the canonical budget, and we are made an advantage by being able to build it up, we pay the voting rate of interest. Now, the first is if we are actually strapped for cash, as we may well be, and on occasion we are, because of the many demands all over the world, functions of the church's work. We simply have to park across the street for a short-term loan. In this case, we usually get the money because we are considered to be a very good risk at about 1/4 of 1% over the prime rate, which for those of you who have ever been in the financial business recommend is pretty good as one of the banks in the ultimate credit. We think that the way our district and our congregations make us live so to speak on borrowed time is somewhat less than desirable fiscal practices, but this is one of the prices we pay for a good democratic contemplative position. I could explain it. We assume that there is typically a 45-day lag between the time when a congregation treasurer makes a remittance to senate and district and when it ultimately reaches our office. This isn't applying to some of the facts. What happens is that intermediaries get free use of our money, and meanwhile, the CPR rate is the way we have to expect to do some kind of money market to pick it up. Now, there are several. Now, how bad the problem can be 5 days stretches considerably. And there were, I want to check, you never considered an RC, what you looked up yesterday or what it is.
The pleasure of food refuses to give us this anti-contrary, says the water is not completed. As I said in one of our sections, let's say it's about 6 million. Let's say that most of this is being amortized through orderly processes, and as soon as the government set up the conventions, and as soon as this figure is available, you'll get the story, and you'll lose the witness, and you'll have to hear another release from the fiscal office or from the department, too. The round number is about 6 million.
Did I miss it very much? No, you didn't. This is by about 13,840. But I have to say a word about it. We took out of a condition of cash on the barrel. My wife likes it. Oh, it's a good thing that she is, or we've been in trouble many a time. My own. And conditioning of this way. And I think from the very start, you men need to distinguish for your own work in your parish, as well as your participation role in the total work of the synod, very keenly between operating debt and capital debt. There is certainly cannot be money to pay about some of our people. We are committed inexorably not to go operationally in debt. Now, I talked about the cash part. That still is not operational in debt at most in terms of the total budget. This is nowhere to come in the United Kingdom reallocation to fund. To spend yourself in the debt for operations.
Thank you very much. These questions dealt in the general area of program and the wherewithal, the funding. And in this connection, I have this question, which really a bunch of the 210 helpers of today would have to answer. Would it be possible in 50 years to put the fourth meter man, I'm a teacher, it's on the mailing list from 210, and the president's office, so that we have the necessary background material and information for our ministry in that same year? Because we received it on victory. The first answer that goes through the minds of a lot of these administrators is they only throw it away when they get it. And I hasten to add, the man that asked this question is Chap, who's dad has done more, I guess, than any other single person in the Missouri Synod to help our men be systematic and useful to themselves and others from their own. Students have done so for his classmates, his son Robin. And so this is a fellow that does not throw the stuff away. Maybe this is a matter for your cabinet that plans this particular thing to go over. Could we assume that that will be done in that way, Dr. Mayor? All right, because I'm sure that that is exactly what we would like to have. Again, provided that the things don't get thrown away. So in the first mailing, it's got to have a file folder always with their respective, like, the Dewey system.
I'm not trying to lay a fool this. I think this is a very thoughtful question, and immediately we could do a lot out here in order to make clear the importance of this thing. Now we are going to turn to two other directions. There is one question on the total high echelon of nautical policy, and then we have a matter of question on higher education. First of all, President Barnes, would you read and respond to the question that I just raised?
This one is, what will characterize our policy in regard to the coming Lutheran meeting in Helsinki? The same group that formed the policy also gave it some character. That's the Synod itself. The Synod has said that it wants to be represented wherever it can be represented at meetings of other church bodies. This be done in by way of sending official observers or official visitors, whatever the invitation may say. Now we have for a number of the Lutheran World Federation assemblies had an invitation to send official observers. Now official observers are people who are permitted into the hall. That is, they get the kind of badge that permits them to sit at tables or whatever the arrangement is in the hall where all of the activity is going on. Other visitors may come and they may be shown other areas where they might sit. And it's feared that in Helsinki, a great many people will have to view what goes on there because of the limitations of the hall. They have to review what goes on there through the closed television arrangement. Well, but that doesn't talk much about terrorism. The official observers are, of course, that. And they may observe, but they do not have the privilege on the floor unless they are invited to speak. In recent meetings, however, the Lutheran World Federation, and that's what the Helsinki meeting is, has had sessions in the morning, general sessions, in which some doctrinal paper, essay, is delivered by someone chosen by the officials of the Lutheran World Federation. In the afternoon, the entire group has been divided into sections of from 20 to 30 people in each. Now, the official observers are invited to come to these sections. And here, the official observers are given the privilege of the floor. And of course, our Senate has said, make use of every opportunity that you have to testify. And the experience that a great many of us had in Minneapolis was very good in this regard. This characterizes our activity. And of course, we are given an invitation, that is, we were given an invitation to this particular assembly to send, if we could, 20 official visitors. I don't know that this number is quite filled, whether it's 19 or 20. Remember? It's 20 now. Some of these men will go at their own expense. Some of them have been chosen because of their particular activity in the Senate and an opportunity to witness, aside from taking part in the meeting there, to witness operations of other parallel organizations like missions and so on. Then some of the men who are going would be in Europe anyway. Someone complained that we are paying the traveling expense of somebody all the way from Brazil to Helsinki, to which I'm very happy to be able to reply that this gentleman would be in Europe anyway. He's on sabbatical leave from the seminary in Porto Alegre. So, now I don't know whether I have touched the heart of this question. I hope that I've understood what it meant. What do we do once we get there, and why did we go, and why do we then whom we send? I think that's all part of the matter. So maybe there's a question later if I can possibly go. Thank you for now. Thank you very much. Now we have a basic question concerning the questioning and the policy of the Board for Higher Education. And I wonder, Dr. Oxley, if you would present those three or one after another and the response. Thank you.
all things new, whether the burdens of transit will be placed this year upon the many street, or whether we will hold a lot more of our neighborhood.
Second question.
I was wrong for you to interpret this thing in the attention of the PSC. And the PSC always thinks pleasant thoughts. The things are pleasant things. The universe is more way than that, or is responsible to the board of our know by organization that it is organized with a separate board is all and the board of sovereigns is also part of the board based on the consistency of the Lutheran Church and Church of Senate. And although I'm directly responsible to the senators in the job of the policy.
Actually, the a number of the students who transferred into the so-called professional transfer program, and like any other student coming, hope that they would come with a better background than they come from State University or Minnesota University. Other than that, there isn't much direction or coordination between the University and the Board of Higher Education that will do a chance to work to operate a common problem or a common opportunity. There's also a policy for data and what steps will be taken to encourage and provide qualified teachers and professors for the increased enrollment in ministerial schools. Question mark and then comes to this policy and report.
I'm glad that the individual, the local district, the one who pushed for the enrollment in ministerial schooling because I think that there is a justification for probably changing the name of the Board for Higher Education to the Board for Ministerial Education. I don't know whether this board should have the designation of higher education when effectively we certainly restrict it to Minister of Education, whatever form it might be. This is certainly a very relevant question and problem because of the increase in enrollment. And there's some increased questions this afternoon. It's going to take a lot of doing to provide qualified faculty. For the existing schools ever expanding faculty and new schools that might come into operation. The graduate program at the seminary, as well as the graduate program at River Forest, and the request by the stewards in offering the graduate program fits into this particular need. Along with this, of course, there is certainly an indication that some sort of assistance needs to be given to qualified people to study elsewhere, and we do not have the necessary courses and programs for all disciplines. Wherever it can be done, assistance is given in the way of scholarship. The only handicap is the present time for money. There are a number of qualified and interested individuals, but it's difficult to find sufficient money for this type of thing and perhaps provide the other programs that probably take a greater part of it. Maybe we don't have to use the buildings in such a time. The scholarship program may be increased if we can find corporations that are having difficulty of living up to their state regulations of sharing some of the wealth that they have incurred
things are made along these lines, but the performance has been written in the press at the moment. There is this one thing that you are against, you do find that people in the good world will enjoy being lifelong professional students. And they will continue to go to school the rest of their lives, because it's very enjoyable to have a special occupation as long as someone can pay the expense. And of course, you do have to do some reading and studying.
Thank you.
important position of security in this regard by attempting to do both of them currently. And we indicated that if we were to force the congregation to go to a higher interest rate, I'm assuming the only time this would have happened in which the district were unable to provide the funds that the congregation deemed necessary for the facility, they then may have to go commercial, but I cannot think of an instance where you would have a dual involvement. That we would certainly not suggest that it was present. The other statement, or the self-supporting congregation, I would like to publicly announce that our board is committed to the fact that since the San Francisco Convention, and we believe an additional service that can be rendered to church would be to provide loans for second or third units of an existing congregation on a secured loan basis that not necessarily a low but a vigorous loan basis. Remember, when you speak of interest rates, this is a relative thing. Now, there is areas of the country that indicate there is a difference. We would like to see more and more our church organization to be able to render this type of service so that adequate facilities could be provided in areas of unusual opportunity. Thank you, Dr. Wilbur. Thank you.
several of my colleagues are involved, not from the management side. I think that I ought to start because I was asked by the board of directors at the time when I was working with the Secretary of Work at the meeting to initiate some of the first surveys and studies with respect to the closure of the new contracting college and some rather drastic temporary procedures for some. And if I think that is a very good idea, I think we completed the formal transaction yesterday, whereby we now have exclusive rights and responsibilities for Alabama Lutheran Academy and the college at Selma. Complicating factors of multiple management by the Chicago Conference is now out of industry and the board application and proceedings. I'm most pleased you were able to go. We have evidence known for living in our ivory tower, and I must say that some of the most agonizing days I've spent in the profession of serving the church.
Church. If the community is in the community,
Program is
time for one more question. Did I see the man? Time for one more.
Nobody has a question that can be answered in 5 minutes. Thank you.